Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you again for those that continue to tune into the show and give us feedback and follow the show for years. We appreciate that very much. I'll introduce my guest in just a couple of minutes. Before we do that, as a reminder, for more information, you can get that at reradiolive.com. You can download the podcast at the website at RE Radio Live or iTunes, Stitcher, all those places. Thank you again for those that continue again to follow the show. I want to, for almost 11 years, it's hard to believe, 1,700 plus interviews and hundreds of different interviews and conversations with a lot of great people that represent the industry like today. Again, I'll introduce my guests in just a minute. Before we do that, let me get started. A little over 10,000 downloads a month. We continue to grow the show. If you ever have any suggestions, we actually did some good suggestions for the show from time to time. So we offer that up to those out there listening to the show. If you have any ideas or thoughts in and around real estate, we also do stuff with the community and giving back segments. So we're happy to do that as well. Anything we can do to help the community. So before we get started, just a reminder, the show is brought to you by Bundle Select. Bundle Select partners with corporations throughout the United States to offer their employees a one-time, one-stop platform to bundle all their real estate services, buying, selling, financing, relocation for credits and discounts. And now over 40 million employees on that platform taking advantage of that. For more information, go to bundleselect.com. Or if you're an employee, it doesn't matter what size your company is and you're interested, let us know, let your HR benefits people, or if you're an HR benefits person watching or listening to the podcast, go to bundleselect.com for a demo. All right, let me get started. Let me invite my guest in. We tried to do this show about a week or so ago, but we had some technical difficulties. And then, so we are back again, and I'm excited to have our guest, Mr. Tyler Baldwin. He's the CEO with Realy. So welcome back in, Tyler. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me again, Joe. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we're gonna do Tyler Baldwin 2.0 here. So the first time around, we had some technical difficulties. We had a great interview, and then something went amiss. But we'll take care of that now, and hopefully we'll carry through. So thanks again for taking the time, Tyler. I know I'm excited, and the audience is excited to hear about what you guys have been going on, and a lot of new developments. And so, why don't we get started if you can and give us, our listening audience, just a minute or so or a couple minutes of your background and then kind of your current roles and responsibilities at Realy.
Absolutely. So earlier in my career, I started off in management consulting, working for large Fortune 500 companies on their sales and marketing growth strategy. Spent time at a company called McKinsey and really honed the craft of problem solving and strategy. From there, had a couple different stops, but spent a lot of time, about 6 years at LinkedIn, right after LinkedIn went public, to help launch two new business lines, one of which was the Sales Navigator business line. And I joined very early days there and helped scale that business from just a few people to over 1,000 people, hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue run rate, and really learned about, hey, how do you take a product to market and scale that? And then helped launch another business line at LinkedIn. And then about 3 years ago, after Microsoft had acquired LinkedIn, I was thinking, okay, what's next for me? I wanted to kind of get smaller and go into a startup. And I was looking at the different opportunities and had come across and met Amit Haller, the founder of Realy, and he was telling me about what he was trying to do, his vision for real estate, and how he thought this could change. And I had, in the process of talking to him, I was remembering my previous experience of buying a home and then selling that home and then buying a new home. And at the time, not involved in real estate at all. I'd never been a real estate professional in my life. But as I was going through those three transactions, I had wonderful agents who very supportive, really helped me. But I was just very surprised in this day and age in 2012 or 2015, how broken the process was, how convoluted, complex, expensive, and with all the disruptions that had occurred in technology and in many other industries, mm-hmm. I felt like as a consumer, it was just really surprising to me at like the status quo of the industry. I remembered my parents buying a home when I moved when I was 10 years old. And it really, the process just almost seemed identical to what they had experienced 30 years ago. Yeah. So for me, this opportunity to come to join Really and help reinvent this industry with some of the skills and tools and concepts I've learned in other industries that have actually already been disrupted was such an exciting opportunity for me.
Very good. Yeah. Well, that is true. I laugh because, you know, I've been in real estate and mortgage financing for 21 years. And it is actually, I tell people all the time, it's embarrassing, honestly, that here we are, you know, 20 years ago. Oh, you know, you tell people roughly how long does it take to close a loan and a process and a purchase? Well, anywhere from 30 to 45 days, you know, 20 years ago. Well, how long is it taking right now? Well, about the same.
That's right.
So there's no doubt. And I'm a big fan of innovation and technology and the use of that. And, you know, that's one of my things that, you know, we've been really focused on for the last several years too. And there's been a lot of great innovative things out there in the marketplace. So I want to hear more. If you could tell us a little bit about, maybe give the audience a summary of the model, and then we could talk a little bit about how different it is. You know, what is the Really model? If someone goes to the website or contacts one of your salespeople, kind of walk us through step by step what that model looks like.
Absolutely. And if I may, I'd love to explain a little bit of the consumer issue that we're trying to solve, and then to talk about like the model, because I think that context is important. So one of the challenges with real estate, one of the reasons why it hasn't, at least from my perspective, hasn't been disrupted, it's a very fragmented experience. An average consumer has to interact with 10 different entities to buy and sell a home. There's the buying agent, the listing agent, the mortgage company, the title, the escrow, the home insurance, home warranty, inspections. And I'm sure there's a few others that I'm forgetting. So there's all these different entities and multiple people within each entity that are all just disconnected. So it's you're going from one place to the next, and agents are trying to do their best to quarterback, but what's the status of the loan? They have no idea. Go talk to your loan officer, go talk to your escrow officer to figure this out. And because everybody is disconnected, everybody they have their own customer acquisition costs, their own marketing costs, so on and so forth. Everybody's taking a slice of the pie. So in aggregate, this expense adds up to almost 10% transaction fees to buy and sell a home, which is crazy because on the average consumer in California, $800,000 home, when they're buying and selling, are spending $80,000 a year on fees, which is just, in that transaction, which is just crazy that it's so expensive, especially for that type of experience. It's one thing if it's a white glove service going like all the way through. So for us, that there's just a massive opportunity. And then furthermore, to exacerbate the situation is that most buyers are also selling at the same time. 65% of buyers are also sellers. Like they have an existing home they need to sell. And in a market like this, it's actually really, really hard to win the next home when you haven't sold your old home. So you either have to move twice or pay two mortgages. And there's just all this friction involved in trying to move from one to the other. So for us, we're basically trying to like flip this on its head, change the process of how people buy and sell homes. And really there's two key ways we're doing this. Number one, we're vertically integrating. All of those different elements that I told you about, the buying agent, the selling agent, mortgage, title, escrow, they're all in-house. We have everything in-house. So we've created a one-stop shop for a customer for them to actually experience just working with ideally a single entity or reducing that. Mm-hmm. Number two, we're trying to change the process and how somebody buys a home, you know, the second time home, by leveraging our own balance sheet, our own equity, to flip the process on its head, where we will buy your new home for you and help sell your old home, And then you move into the new home. So it's like one stop shop, and you don't have to have two mortgages. You don't have to have, a bridge loan or anything like this. And we can help you win the home by leveraging the equity in your existing home.
Yeah.
So fundamentally, we're enabling you to move, which is what you're trying to do.
Right. So you're really creating, or already have created and working on, to fine tuning a one-stop shop, so to speak. So someone comes to you guys and they're going to work with you from start to finish, and they're not going to get bounced around to different entities. Even if they need to, you know, sell their home before they buy, you guys are going to outright purchase that. You have a program in place that allows you to do that. So then you're not telling the customer to go see AB lender for the bridge or the mortgage. You're doing the mortgage in-house as well.
That's right. Everything's in-house.
Okay. And then title and escrow. I know you guys are working on that. What have you, I know some of the challenges with title and escrow is, you know, from a compliance and regulatory standpoint, how that gets involved. Are you guys, I know you're trying to, you know, meld that into the mix. Have you created your own escrow company? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, exactly. So we have our own escrow company, and we do have a title partnership. But okay. From the consumer standpoint, which is a little bit behind the scenes, mm-hmm. our escrow officer, that is a really employee, is the customer facing person. So the customer would only interact with the escrow, and then we have a title partnership that's behind the scenes. So it's still essentially like delivering on that one stop shop.
Okay. So if someone calls, really, are they going to be connected to, let's say they make a decision, Tyler, will they be connected to a real estate agent? Will they be connected to a loan officer? Will there be separate transactions, even though they're working in essence with the same company, with your company? Who is the person that kind of walks them through, or will he or she be working with a couple of different people?
Yeah, no, it's a great question. I think it depends on the entry point. So we have multiple, mm-hmm. like if somebody sees an ad for our buyer essential program to just to get support with buying, or they see an ad for our trade-in program or our loans. It depends on the entry point. But essentially, we have an inside sales team that takes all the calls and says, hey, Joe, what are you interested in? What are you trying to do today? And then we will route that to the right person, whether it's, and typically the two starting points are either we help you get a loan, get a pre-approved for a loan, or we put you in contact with an agent. Once you've been, but in the most common path today is you get introduced to an agent. Then the agent will figure out, all right, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to buy a house as well as sell a house at the same time? Like, what are your needs? And so we have multiple products based on that are fit, like that fit your situation. Versus a one-trick pony, which is traditional agents really only have one way to help you buy a house or one way to help you sell a house. We have multiple products that are customized for your solution. And for certain of them, for instance, if we're going to our trade-in program where we're buying the new home on your behalf, that requires us to get you pre-approved. So then we would hand you off to our loan officer, who would then make sure all your docs, pre-approve you. But throughout the entire transactions, you really have three key points of contact. The agent, who's the quarterback, the loan officer, who's supporting the financing of the deal, and then the escrow officer, who, once the offer has been accepted and you're going through some of those details of like making sure all the docs are signed and whatnot, those are that person will help you. But they're all in constant communication. We actually have a unifying CRM. So each of these people have a 360-degree view of the customer. So if you talk to your agent and they say, hey, what's the status of my loan XYZ? They have the ability to not just say, I don't know, which is usually what happens in the traditional world. They say, I don't know, go talk to your loan officer. Say, hey, well, actually, that's an underwriting. Now, if you have a detailed question about your loan, then the loan officer like has to answer that question. But at least the agent can play good triage for that and hopefully resolve the question, if not put you in touch with the right person. So it's like this team-based approach to help you buy and sell your home.
Yeah, no, that's great. So on the... If we had a panel here, and you'll hear this a lot, and I know I have too. So if we have a panel of different industry experts and agents and traditional real estate, traditional mortgage, one of the first things they'll say, or they'll tell the consumer, or they'll say to you and I or you, they'll say, hey, listen, this sounds great, but you know, you get what you pay for. And you know, there's a reason why agents charge so much and mortgage company charges so much, because then you get a professional or you get someone that, you know, it's not trying to bite into their commission. What is your response to those types of things? Because I'm sure you hear that from the industry somewhat, right?
No, absolutely. And so part of what our approach is, given that we have a different org structure, mm-hmm. we have a marketing team who's generating leads, inside sales team who's doing all this stuff and qualifying leads, we are more efficient. So we can actually deliver the same level of service or better mm-hmm. for a lower cost. And they are able to pass on some savings to the customer. Now, candidly, some of our products, our trade-in program, are actually not discounted. So we do have some discount products. If you're just buying with us, we'll give you a cash rebate. But okay. if that's all you're doing. But if we're buying a house, selling the house, doing all of this stuff, staging it, mm-hmm. we'll actually charge a traditional 2.5% on the buy, 2.5% on the sell side.
Okay.
But we're giving you premium service. We're actually buying your house for you and enabling you to roll your equity. So in that case, to a traditional realtor, it's like, hey, we charge the same, but we're actually solving this key problem of trapped equity, and you're not. So it's the fact that we have all this in-house and we're more efficient enables us to give more for the same or the same level of service for less.
Right. So I know that I'm very familiar with the bridge loans. So maybe give us a quick peek at, for instance, I know, like, let's just say someone's going to a bridge loan. It's very complicated. Now you're working with another lender or another hard money or private money. And let's say they're, borrowing again, $500,000 or $600,000, whatever that example might be. Typically they're going to pay, 2 or 3 points plus, 9 or 10% interest while they're doing that and working with the third party. But again, that just does bring in another entity. So tell us a little bit how your program works when you guys buy the house outright, or what the fee structure is like, or how that works versus the kind of the traditional old school bridge.
Yeah. So very simple. So you come to us and you say, hey, I have an existing home that I need to sell to buy the new one. Okay. What we'll do is give you Dorelli loans. They get you do an underwritten pre-approval. Make sure that before we buy a house for you, you can actually buy it back from us. So we have to assess your credit worthiness, make sure you have money in the bank. So we do a little bit of due diligence.
Right.
We also make sure that your home that we're going to sell can actually sell for an appropriate amount. We're estimating the value of the equity. We'll give a little bit of a buffer, but we're still saying, hey, for a market rate, we want to make sure we're assessing the value of your home.
Okay.
So once we've done that, and we essentially know your purchasing power, then you and one of our agents will go shopping and you find the home. So you find a house, it's at $1.1 million. Okay, you and the agent agree on that. Our pricing team comes in and makes sure that, like, okay, this actually comps out, because we don't want to overpay for this house. But let's say we all agree, we'll buy the home. What we do is that we will leverage our balance sheet and make an all cash offer to the seller. And that, first and foremost, that's a massive thing, especially in this market. But we win. Cash offers on average, at least for the data we have for our program, wins at 208% higher rate than a non-cash offer.
Oh, okay. Great.
So because we're de-risking this deal for the mm-hmm. seller. It's all cash, and we can close in 10 to 12 days. So it's a much stronger offer. So first, we buy the house. The day after we buy the house, you can move out of your old house into your new home.
Okay.
Once you're in the new home, we prep the home, we stage it, we get it ready, and then we'll show it unoccupied and staged, which on average, unoccupied stage homes will sell for 1 to 5% more than an occupied home, because it just shows better. It's better access, even in this market, the crazy market, like, those still sell better. Yeah. So you're still getting a premium value for your existing home versus sometimes when you're with people are trying to solve this equation, they may go to an iBuyer or something like that. They may be getting a below market offer. We're enabling you to maximize the value of your new home. Once that new home is in contract, or your old home is in contract, we pull in our Realty Loans team to get all the docs ready. So as soon as your old home is sold and that equity is untrapped, you can now buy the new home back from us with the loan from Realty Loans. And it's all one very simple package. From a fee perspective, we're only charging you 2.5% on the list, which is traditional. Mm-hmm. When we buy the new home, we collect our buyer commission of 2.5%, and that's it. So there's no cost to you as the buyer. We charge escrow fees, which are no different than what you'd be charging or charge when you're buying or selling a home.
Mm-hmm.
And then loan fees, which are again, similar. So we're not upcharging you, but we're enabling you to do this move. The only thing that is an incremental fee is that we, while you're in the new home from us, or that you're renting from us, we'll charge you deferred rent for a month or two while you're waiting for the old house to clear.
So really the cost of the strategy you guys have, the transaction, the way you handle it, the only cost to you purchasing the home in advance and offering that service is they're paying for an estimated amount of rent back, or rent, if you will. They're not paying exorbitant fees up front and 9 or 10% interest, that type of thing. Sounds like.
Absolutely. And you're dealing with one entity getting an all cash offer.
Right.
Because even when you're doing a bridge loan, you're not doing an all cash offer.
Right.
You're still having a financed offer. So for us, it's like, we're helping the customers first and foremost win the new home. That's the most important thing. So it's not just about untrapping the equity. It's also about making a cash offer to win.
Right. Very good. And you guys are, I know you started in Northern California. You're growing rapidly. Are you within, I think, is the majority of your footprint right now, California? Give us an idea of where you guys are operating right now.
Yeah. So we started in the Bay Area, and then we've expanded from the Bay Area. We're in Sacramento. We're in Southern California in the Orange County, San Gabriel Valley area, and
okay.
looking to expand into a couple more markets within California later this year and early next year. But we're currently focused primarily in California, and not that we don't have national expansion ambitions, but part of what we're trying to do is perfect that consumer model. There's all these companies who are, it's an arms race where they're trying to go as fast as possible in all these different geographies. When I believe no one yet has perfected the consumer model. If you look at all these disruptive players in aggregate, you include Redfin, Opendoor, all these new players of all this with all backed by VC money. In aggregate, the total market share of these companies is less than 2%. 98% of transactions are still done through traditional realtors.
Yeah.
So people are still trying to figure out this model.
Yeah.
So for us, we'd rather, instead of like waste all of our effort on expansion, opening new offices, is like, how do we like make sure you, Joe, have an amazing experience across all of these like transactions and truly seamless and actually deliver on the value proposition that people are asking for?
Yeah, I think you bring up an interesting point, Tyler, that, had been in this business for 21 years and have understand startups and different models and things as you do. One thing's interesting to me is some of these companies have really, launched in a big way and raised hundreds of millions of dollars. And I think the surprise, the wake up call is to them is real estate and lending is not like, developing a software program and trying to launch it out there and create something new and different. I think there has been wake up calls for companies like Opendoor, OfferPad, and some of these others that thought that, as long as you had a ton of money and the right team, that you could really change the world. And I think to your point, now, everything takes time, but I think they represent less than 2 or 3% of the entire market, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you guys aren't just to be clear, you guys are not an Opendoor, OfferPad type iBuyer. You guys are really leaning more towards a one-stop, customer-centric, customer-service-driven type operation with licensed real estate agents to keep the customer level of satisfaction up.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Yeah. So the iBuyer, for those that are listening to the show, don't quite know, most of their model is that they'll just flat out buy the home. A lot of times they'll keep it, they'll inventory it, they'll keep it for a while or rent it out or sell it to raise capital and different things like that. So that's not the business you guys are in.
No, I mean, that's a tough model. If you look at the financials of Opendoor, Zillow, which is now in this, Redfin, all of them are losing money. The unit economics are really hard. It's like when they're buying homes that market rate, and then they try to flip them at above market rate, or it's really hard to make money on those. So they're, you look at the millions of dollars a year that each of these companies are posting in losses. Like that model may work for a little while investors are excited to like grow market share. But at some point you have to have strong unit economics where it costs me this much to acquire the customer and I make this much. Like you still have to make some money. So for us, we're trying to share in the value equation with consumers. But we still need to make money. And that's part of like the vertical integration story is that we can, we're not trying to grow the size of the fee pie, which is we're basically trying to have more slices of that pie so that we can actually pass on some of that savings to a customer.
Right. Let me ask you a little bit about marketing and getting new customers. You'd mentioned that. So yeah, obviously with when you have a Coldwell Banker or a EXP or a Berkshire Hathaway or someone that's got a huge footprint throughout the United States, they, you know, they have the brand name, they have offices all over the place. How do you guys attract new customers? How does the marketing strategy work? And, you know, how do you go about, you know, growing that within California, seeing that even though it's an exciting new model to try to really gain more and more interest in it?
Sure. So we have a couple different strategies. We have like a top-down and a bottom-up strategy. Okay. So top-down meaning digital marketing. So we're on Facebook, Google, Instagram, Nextdoor, all of these traditional different media outlets. And we have a very sophisticated approach to this. So I have a marketing team that is employing best in class technology and approaches from other industries in this industry. So we have our ability to actually be effective with our marketing spend compared to a traditional realtor is kind of doing it on their own. It's like, I mean, we have like light years of sophistication above what an individual could do. But that being said, real estate is a local game. So people are like in each home, like in each neighborhood, there's somebody who may own that neighborhood and they're building that word of mouth.
Yeah.
So we also have agents who are employed by us who are actually also out in the communities building relationships. We actually, but one of our takes is because we're all of our agents are employed, we actually have branded cars and our signs are trying to build the brand where it's not just the agent's name, but it's also really to build that recognition so that what they see in digital ad, they also recognize locally. So it's kind of this, we're still present in each neighborhood, but you're also seeing that digital footprint.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about the mortgage side of it, because again, I'm very familiar with that. And most people would say that, you know, when it comes to the real estate transaction, the real work starts once you get in a contract, because
absolutely,
once you get in a contract, then it becomes the financing. And even though a lot of cases, some people do a pretty good job and get them pre-approved and underwritten approved and, you know, everything looks pretty good, especially for those that don't really understand financing, you know, jumbo financing is a different animal. So a lot of underwriting guideline changes and requirements, et cetera. So what are you doing on the mortgage side? I know you have a mortgage company, you guys purchased one a while back. What are you doing on the mortgage side as far as technology, systems, processes to facilitate, you know, that part of the transaction and make it a little more seamless as you can versus kind of the traditional brick and mortar mortgage?
Yeah. So first off, our mortgage company is like, we actually originate loans. We're not a mortgage broker, which then you're passing off to somebody else. So we actually will originate the loan. Ultimately, we'll sell it off to an investor, but there's a single point of contact between us and the client. They don't have to deal with anyone else. We employ two different types of technology. There's consumer-facing technology, and then there's back-end technology, and both are very important. So on the consumer front, consumers can go through an online application. They can instantly lock a rate, which is, I believe, we're one of the maybe one or two companies that can basically do an instant rate lock, and it is very seamless process to get that pre-approval. Mm-hmm. Now, once contract has been ratified, where our secret sauce is that our, as I mentioned earlier, our escrow officer, our real estate agent, our loan officer, and all of these people who are touching the transaction are all on the same platform. Because this is a team-based sell. It's not just that the loan piece is complicated. It's that you're waiting on the inspection. You're waiting on this. And all these people are kind of going back and forth trying to coordinate. And in the traditional world, everybody is, they're all in separate companies. So for us, we use Salesforce as our CRM. And everybody can see exactly where the customer is in their journey. And that enables us to deliver that different level of service to the customer and say, hey, we know exactly where you are. Here's the next step. Now, are we perfect at it? Absolutely not. But that's where we are going. And that's where like the ability for the value of the vertical integration is that unless you have all of these companies on the same platform, what I'm describing is impossible. You cannot coordinate with somebody else because for regulatory reasons, customer private, like privacy sharing information, if it's in a separate entity. We're all the same entity. So we can actually deliver this better customer experience because we're all a single entity.
Very good. Some metrics, we have a few more minutes to go here. In terms of what you're trying to accomplish and where you're going, Tyler, I know you guys, I mean, I like the idea of the one-stop shop. You're refining that. I'm sure you're tuning, you're really fine-tuning it all the time. If we fast forward, a year, 3 years from now, what are some of the metrics or what are some of the things you guys are trying to accomplish or milestones? Can you share with us, we'd like to, in the next 12 months, be able to, is it acquiring more customers? Is it more market share? Is it upgrading technology? What's the vision on really trying to refine this model, if you will, over the next couple of years?
Sure. So first and foremost, we're one of our key goals is to really continue to double down on this trade-in product. Okay. So that's not where we started. We started it 5 years ago as a discount, like tech-enabled discount brokerage. Now we want to really, because this is solving a true customer pain point. So having 50, 60, 70% of our transactions and our customers working with us through like these, this product, and we also have a cash offer product, which is just for buyers, but like these are real good, like amazing consumer products. So we're leaning into those. And so that would be the goal is to double on that. As I mentioned earlier, entering new markets. We want to enter at least two or three new markets in California in the next 12 months. And then opportunistically, maybe one or two more outside of the state. We're also trying to just continue to keep our customer satisfaction high. NPS is a measure of customer satisfaction. We're very proud that our NPS over the last 5 years has been, every year has been over 80. The last year was 82. And ultimately that's where our mission is to delight homeowners at every stage of their lives. So for me, that is our North Star metric is like, are we delivering on that customer value proposition? How do we continue to make that? Because if we grow and our NPS goes down to five, that's not success. So like we have to continue delivering on amazing customer experience in order for us to have that right to grow.
Very good. Give us, with those listening, the majority of our listeners are consumers in the Bay Area, 60, 65, 70% are in the greater Bay Area. Then we do have listeners throughout California and then other parts of the country and out of the country for that matter. But we also do have a pretty large following, Tyler, with the real estate community as well, but the majority still the average consumer. So give the consumer, speak directly to the consumer here. There's an opportunity for you to, from their perspective, let them know this is what to expect and, what they could expect if they contact and work with Realy.
Sure. So Mr. and Mrs. Consumer, if you're looking to buy or sell a home, we can help you win very simply. It's a very tough market out there. And whether you're dealing with multiple offers that you're competing against, or having the problem of what do I do? How do I buy my new home with the existing home? And like you're trying to go through all this machinations of how to solve that. Do I sell the house and move in with my mother-in-law in the basement or whatnot? We can solve that problem for you. We can help roll that equity to the next one. And we can help, and most importantly, we can help you win that new home.
Very good.
By using our products, those trade-in and the cash offer products.
Yeah, I do think, again, being very familiar, very candid with this business, both real estate and lending, Tyler, I do think, the trade-in, the cash offer, those things are a big, big pain point to be able to avoid bridge financing. I mean, cross-collateral, we do a lot of those. And it's great to be able to do them, but you do add in two and three different more entities and it becomes more problematic and more expensive. So I do think that, that is solving a big problem what you guys are doing. And So to continue to improve on that and simplify it and get better at it, I think it's a good move. Before we go, where's the best place to reach you and the team if anybody wants more information about Realy?
Very simple, Realy.com.
Okay.
Realy is with an I, R-E-A-L-I.com.
Very good. All right. Well, Tyler, thanks for the time. I'm glad this time. I hope that it looks like we got a better connection. So I can't wait to get the podcast out, get it posted. And we'll maybe in a couple of months, we could circle back or towards the end of the year and see how you guys are doing and check back in with you.
I'd love that. Thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah. Thanks again, Tyler.
Okay.
Have a great afternoon.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. I want to thank Tyler Baldwin again for sharing some time with us today from Realy.com. For more information on Realy.com, you can go to Realy.com. This is Joe Kuchera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.